Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the 43rd episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about BTS's notes. And is Roseanne a rebel army? Let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
How's your classes, Jose?
I love how you're no longer asking, like, how am I doing? It's just, how's your classes? Because that's pretty much the only thing that's going on.
Exactly.
They've been going well. I'm learning, which is a good thing.
I hope so.
I'm like, girl, I'm paying for this, so y'all better teach me something. Show me something. But yeah, it's been going well. Still, this is the second full week, because the first week of class was kind of like a half week because of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, so we had that off. So this is like the second full week that we just started. It's been going well. Pretty busy in terms of like school, because like my classes now are like back to back, and then like one of them is actually like right before me and Roseanne like start recording, so it's also like pretty much jam-packed for me. But like the good thing is that like a lot of it is a lot of lecture, and some stuff it's like refreshers, so whenever it's like refreshers I can like jump online and like check what's going on, if anything, like on Twitter or something, or like answer messages or stuff like that. But I mean, that's pretty much everything that's going on. Other than that, eating, working out,
yes,
sleeping, going to the restroom. Okay, TMI. Are you doing, Roseanne? How is you doing? Let me know. Let us know.
Drop some tea. No, I'm just kidding. I got no tea. But I did drink tea this morning before doing my yoga. See, I didn't stop, Jose. Writing in my journal. Or I didn't stop my yoga. So, good news. But my wrist still hurts. As bad. But I guess if I try not to lift things up or strain myself, but it's not bad.
Oh my God. It sounded like you were going to keep going and be like, so pretty much if you don't do anything.
Oh yeah, I don't do anything with my right arm. I'm not left-handed.
Do you have something to like help you out? Like a little, like a wrap or something? Like to put on your hand or something? Or
no,
your
wrist? But that's a very good idea. Oh, I should go to Ross or something and buy something like that. Or Amazon, guys. Amazon. But yeah, you know how like last week we were talking about what do you think BTS is going to drop as far as gifts for the upcoming BTS Be Essential album? Mm-hmm. Do you think this is all that we're getting? Because we've gotten like these voice memo notes from Suga and RM so far as of right now when we're recording. They're most likely going to be dropping more every single day till all seven members are out. But do you think we're going to get more? Or do you think this is the gifts that they were talking about?
I do think it's part of it because it is voice recordings of the songs from B. So I do think they are part of the special gifts that they said they were going to be releasing one by one. So that could also be the clue there, like one by one. So like one by one member, you know what I mean? One member by one member. Does that even make sense? I feel like I'm saying it and I'm like, that doesn't even sound right, but it makes sense in my head. One after the other. So I do feel like every member is going to get or give us a voice recording. Whether we know what songs they will be doing, we can only guess or assume, you know what I mean? But and then I'm seeing other people saying maybe it's just the rap line. I don't know why they would think that. Maybe because it's only been Suga and RM like till now, and they are part of the rap line, so they're thinking that it's only J-Hope left. But I'm like, why wouldn't you include the other guys? Because they all have credits in the album. Yeah, so
very true. Yeah, so before we started recording, me and Jose were trying to I guess theorize which member would get which song. So Suga's was Telepathy and RM's was Life Goes On.
Yes.
Okay, so just for fun, maybe because by the time this episode is out, I want to see how much we could somewhat get right.
Yes.
But, okay, so obviously Life Goes On is RM. Mm-hmm. Who do you think is going to do Fly to My Room?
Okay, that one, I'm going to say 70% of me says Jimin is going to do Fly to My Room. And then there's a 30% that J-Hope is going to do that one. Because J-Hope has credits on Fight or My Room, but he also has it on Disease. So I'm debating on that. True. But so that's why I'm like, I don't know. Because then Jimin also has credits on Disease. So I'm like, one of them has to do Fight or My Room. Because I feel like the other members are going to do the other ones, which we'll be talking about in a cute. In a quick few seconds, I can't even. In a cute few seconds. Let's go with that phrase. I've never said it before, but there was the first time for everything. Okay, Fly to My Room. I feel like it's gonna be Jimin. I'll go with Jimin. I'll place my bets on Jimin. What about you?
That makes sense. I think Jimin too. Okay. I'm just gonna go with Jimin. Okay, Jimin, it is. Blue and Gray, obviously.
Hands down, Tay. Yes.
101%.
Watch us be wrong. Like, watch somebody else do Blue and
Gray. Yo, if Jimin does Blue and Gray.
And we're over here like, hands down, I'm willing to bet my whole life savings, Tay is doing Blue and Gray. And then, like, remix, like, and it's not him. What? Oh, Clown Nation. Remix?
Oh, no. The reason why we think it's Tay because it was originally supposed to be on his mixtape. So that's mm-hmm. why. Mm-hmm. That's why. Telepathy, Yoongi did that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
And that made sense because he had that song saved for a while. And he was the one who like, worked on it first. So yeah, that makes sense.
I forgot how long he said he had it archived. Mm-hmm. Like it was for years he had it archived. That's crazy. Which... I know this is random, but before we started recording, I was watching their old 2018 Festa, where they were like all drinking, and eating. And then Yoongi mentioned that he has like all of these songs that don't make it into the album. And I'm like, I think we talked about this before. I wish he could have this like archived site that we can go to and listen to the songs that didn't make it. But then you don't know if they're going to use it. So they don't want to just put it out there.
Yeah, it's like his secret vault. Imagine imagine how many songs are in there. Like, girl, he be working. He be working.
Right? Oh my gosh, Disease is next.
Disease, I think, like I mentioned with Flight in My Room, it could be Jimin or J-Hope, but I feel strongly it's gonna be J-Hope. Because he has the most credits on that. Like, he wrote the majority of that song. And then also, he talks about it whenever they do interviews for B. Like, when they did interviews for the new album, he's the one who talks mostly about Disease. So I feel like it's also signs of he's going to be the one sending a voice message for that one. What about you?
True. I think so too. Especially if you guys remembered when he streamed on YouTube, he didn't realize like the music was leaking through his headphones, but that song was actually Deceased. And you could hear it was just like Hobie singing the demo of it, or what do you call that, where it's kind of like, it is a demo, right?
Yeah, demo is like, yeah, when it's like in the, still in the early, like it's not the finished product, basically, like it's not what you mm-hmm. get at the end. It doesn't even have to be like the I was gonna say the beginning of the progress of a song, but it doesn't even have to be the beginning. I feel like if it's still not the final product, it's still a demo. You know what I mean? Like, you're still working on it.
Very true. Oh, there you go. The word for it too is guide. Because you know how they sing a guide for the other members to follow if they sing that certain part. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, yeah. That reminded me of, like, remember? Oh, my God. I totally forgot. I drew a blank. But Yoongi shared, like, a little file on Twitter that the uh-huh. song was supposed to be titled Flower. I forgot which one. Oh, was it Spring yeah. Day? No, it wasn't. Seesaw, I believe.
Yeah.
Seesaw was supposed to be titled Flower or something like that. I might be wrong on that. Basically, that's what it is. Like, the demo was sounding different, or maybe had a title that was different.
True.
So, yeah.
All right, next song is Stay. Now
that one, like, for sure I was thinking Jungkook. Like, in my head I'm like, mm-hmm. Jungkook all the way. But then I was like, no, wait, because Jin also has credits on that song. So, and then the only other song that we have left is Dynamite, other than mm-hmm. Stay. So that one I feel like is 50-50 for me. I feel it could either be Jin or Jungkook for either song. So I can't say for sure one or the other. Like, I'm like 50-50 torn on them. Same. Too.
I feel like I think it's Jungkook, and then Dynamite might be Jin.
Okay.
So that's my place your bets. I'm just kidding. 50 cents.
Well, so whatever we bet, I'm gonna win, Rogan, because I said 50-50.
Oh, you're right. Hold up. You don't count. Just
kidding. You're like, hold up. Wait a minute. Give me my money back.
By then, if this episode is out, we should have... How many members should be out by then?
We should be having two more by the time that this episode is out. Yeah. So in total, we'd have four. So we would still not know about three. If they're doing all of them, you know, because we don't know that like 100% sure, you know. We don't work for Big Hit and tell y'all like, oh yeah, we're getting one for each, you know. We're just assuming that's what's happening because we've gotten two already. So
okay, I guess we'll see. Until then, for now we're gonna take a quiz, more quizzes, just because it's fun. I do want to do another, like, would you rather, or what else can we do? I want to,
like,
get.
I was thinking also, like, it could be questions, but like advice, like a little advice corner, maybe, like if our listeners yes. wanted to ask us, like, not like we're professional, like, therapists or counselors or anything like that, but, you know, maybe we can help you out in something, and maybe we can do that for a future episode too.
For sure. Yeah. If you're not already following us, follow us on Twitter. What is my Twitter? It's, yes, @xceleste__. And Jose, what's yours?
Mine is @thejose8a. But that's funny that, like, I'm thinking, like, just advice, but honestly, maybe just like a Q&A. It doesn't even have to be like a certain topic or anything either, you know? I guess we can figure it out and then let y'all know.
Yeah, we'll let y'all know, but something like that. So look forward to it.
Yeah.
So the quiz we're going to take today is on Soompi, called Which BTS Concept Represents You? Now, of course, like always, before we begin, we're going to try to guess each other's concepts. I don't really know exactly, like, what list of concepts they might have as, like, the results.
Yeah.
Hosey.
Hey, I'm Hosey. What's poppin'?
Oh, where am I going with this? Concept represents you. Actually, that's kind of hard. What concept represents Jose?
Because like you said, we don't know what the results can be. So my thing immediately goes to, like, eras. Like when people say, you know, like the idol era or the Black Swan era or Blood, Sweat, and Tears era. So I'm focusing on, like, title tracks, like, comeback.
Very true.
So I don't know if that's what they're referring to. If they're referring to that, I feel like mine is DNA. The reason why is like, for me, DNA is like a very fun, upbeat type of song. Like very... like it's like even I'm just thinking about the music video right now. It's so colorful, it's so bright, and so I feel like in that way it represents me. But again, I don't know if that is gonna be a result. So if I was to assume or guess, that would be it for me. What about you?
I'm stuck between Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Spring Day. Those concepts are totally like opposite of each other, I think, because I have two different sides to me. Sometimes I'd be I don't know how to describe it.
So. I'm over here what is going on?
How do I describe myself? I don't know.
What do you mean?
How about you, Cote? You're supposed
to... Okay. Why
what
do
you
think
I am?
Why do you think Spring Day or Blood, Sweat, and Tears? Is it because they're your favorite title tracks? Is that what
I don't even think that represents me. I just like those two. I don't know how to describe myself.
At least you're keeping it real. Hey, keeping it real.
Sometimes I could be like sentimental and deep, like Spring Day, or yes.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Okay. I'm thinking maybe. Mm-hmm. I see you as a fake love type of chick.
Ooh.
But
I'm going with that.
But not that you're fake or anything like that. Like, it's not a negative. For me, fake love was very artsy. Like, very art, very conceptual, very deep, girl. Like, that music video can go... Like, so many people can interpret it so many different ways. Like, there's no definitive thing during Fake Love. Of course, if you're following their storyline, you know, you can like, you know, make connections and stuff like that. But as far as like, if somebody were to watch it, oh my god, this is very artistic, and I see you as a very artistic type of girl. So I see you as a very fake love concept army.
Okay, wow, that is, I like that, Jose. Oh my god, you know me better than I know myself.
Oh my god.
That'd be okay.
What do you think about me, though? What do you think?
What do I think about you? Because it's like you, I feel like you are the definition of like DNA or dynamite or like, you know what I mean? Like those happy, funny, bright, like all the bright music. Oh, you're like the bright side. I'm the like dark side.
I'll take it. I like that. I was DNA dynamite. Okay, yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Okay, watch it be like something like completely not that.
Yeah, watch me be like something bright, and then Jose's concept is like dark. That'd be hilarious.
Oh my god. We're like, okay, I guess we didn't even know each other well.
No, apparently. I'm excited because I really want to know now.
Yes.
All right. First question. They're going to kickstart this quiz with a bias question. Who's your favorite? Wow. Okay. RM, Jin, Suga, J-Hope, Jimin, V, Jungkook, or BTS? I'm going to block out the BTS part because I know we're a strong OT7.
Exactly.
You already know who are biased.
Like, we know we are all OT7 up in this house. Ooh. Even our listeners are OT7.
Of course.
So let's pick our bias. Mine is Jungkook and yours is...
BTS. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. V.
Next question. Next up are the eras. Pick the one you connected with the most. We have Love Yourself, HYYH, Too Cool for School, Map of the Soul.
Interesting. So we talked about this last episode, like which era we connected with the most. So Jose is Love Yourself era.
Yeah, and you are Too Cool for School. No, I'm just kidding.
I am Too Cool for School. Just kidding.
Wait, is yours even on here?
Yeah, HYYH. Okay, wait, no. Yes.
No,
wait,
yeah.
No, Wings is not here.
Exactly. I was like, wait, so then now you have to pick.
Wings is not here. HYYH is the closest for me then.
Is it though?
Yeah, because it's the era before Wings, I guess.
Wow, so you're just like, it's someone that's like closest time-wise.
Yeah, time-wise. No, the most beautiful moment in life is another beautiful concept or era. Let's talk cinematography. Which music video appeals to you most? DNA, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, On, I Need You. Okay, Jose, which one out of these four, though?
So I'm stuck between DNA and On because... that's right. Like, we just talked about DNA being, like, super upbeat and stuff like that. So I was, like, describing myself in that. So I like that. Yeah. And I really like bright colors and, you know, just, like, happiness. I love all of these MVs, but I was just thinking that. Mm-hmm. And then On, remember in our last episode, I was talking about how On is, like, basically a movie, pretty much. Like, it's, like, a full movie. So very DNA true. On. Maybe I'm going to do Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Do the thing that... I don't even know how that goes.
Yeah, I don't know how that goes.
Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, do the thing where you wanted to do the thing and then the one that you want. Okay, I'm going to go with On.
Okay. All right, there it is.
And we already know yours, girl. We already know yours.
Yes, I laughed because they already had it available. Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
The next one is... We all love collabs. No, we don't. Not all of us love collabs. Don't speak for all of us, Soompi, okay? We only stand those who respect BTS. Okay.
Yes.
We all love collabs. Which one do you root for? Idol featuring Nicki Minaj, Make It Right featuring Love, Mic Drop Remix featuring Steve Aoki, Boy With Love featuring Halsey.
Okay, well, I'm gonna... Well, the only reason why I like the Idol Nicki Minaj one was because your girl is biased. I was in the music video for the one featuring Nicki
Minaj.
That's
true, that's true.
I'm biased there. But I did really like the Mic Drop remix with featuring Steve Aoki, though.
Same. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm going to pick that one, too. Because to be honest, Idol featuring Nicki Minaj, I haven't heard that in so long. I feel like the last time I heard that was like the day that it came out.
literally the day I watched it.
literally the same for Make It Right featuring Lauv. Like, I feel like that was the first and the last time. And then Boy With Love with Halsey, I love. Because that is original. Like, that's not even a remix or anything. But Mic Drop, there's just something about Mic Drop with Steve Aoki.
It's exactly.
Just, so I'm going to go with that.
Remix. Mm-hmm. That remix. All right. What about Japanese singles? Lights, Stay Gold, Let Go, For You.
Let Go. Right away, Let Go. I love that song. I love all of these, of course, but Let Go is just... Ooh, chef's kiss. Let Go.
Okay, I'm going to go with Lights. I believe I also mentioned a lot of these questions, like we touched base last time, so it's interesting.
Yeah, they're like similar.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is, which single caught your attention most? Dynamite, Black Swan, Not Today, Save Me.
Oh, this one I gotta think about a little bit because...
Girl, we already know. Don't even
Black
try.
Swan?
Yes,
me.
Yes, we already know. Yeah, yeah. Like, you be lying. She be lying, y'all. She's like, you know, I gotta think about this really, 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 really long. But she already has it in her mind.
Because I think the reason why I was thinking is because before Dynamite was dropped, there was a lot of things going on before that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, but Black Swan it is. Black Swan.
Yeah, that did not take long, girl. It was like, yeah, Black Swan. Let's not even play around. You know, the one that caught my attention the most. Let's keep it real. Mm-hmm. It's Black Swan. Let's keep it all the way real. It's very... It's very different, like a very different sound. Like,
oh my gosh, yes.
It not only caught my attention, like most quote unquote, it's just like it caught my attention, period. As in, like, whoa, this is different. Like, BTS is totally giving us a different sound.
Oh my gosh, so, yes, yeah. Especially when they dropped because the first music video that was dropped, it wasn't the music video, it was the film,
the song, with the dancers. Song, yeah,
with the MN company dancers, and that was really different too, because I think that was the first. Kind of quote-unquote, like, music video that didn't feature BTS in
Correct.
So that was also really different. So, finally, what's your favorite B-side? Blue and Gray, We Are Bulletproof, The Eternal, or Butterfly?
We Are Bulletproof, The Eternal for me. That's it for me right there. Oh my god, I love it. What about you, Rose?
That is a beautiful song. I am stuck between Blue and Gray and but I just gotta, go with my gut feeling. It is... I'm sorry, did I scare myself? I scared myself.
To me, it sounded like you punched something or someone.
I did. I punched my fist. Just kidding. Okay, I'm going with
Okay. Oh. So we were wrong, y'all. We thought it was concept, like title track concept, but it's like different. What did you get?
Wait, what's yours? No. Wait. Okay. From guessing from your response, it's not the bright stuff, right? It's not DNA for you.
No, it's not.
What is it?
And I'm thinking it's not for you. Fake love, like I thought, or Spring Day, or Blood, Sweat, and Tears, is it?
The reason why I laughed was because it is Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, it is? Oh, wow. So it can be like different then.
Yeah. Well, okay. So it says the concept that represents you is classics. So it says, that's right. You're a sucker for classics. Storylines similar to Blood, Sweat, and Tears make you swoon instantly, and the music is simply bewitching. Who knows, maybe one day the boys will go full Victorian, I wish, and hit us with some classic hits.
Wow. I never saw you like as a classical person.
Yeah, well, actually I do listen to a lot of like instrumental piano songs.
Okay. Mm. Well, mine is, the concept that represents you is rebellion. And I have not today as like the little GIF animation thing. And it says, you love concepts that encourage standing up for your own ideas and decisions, even if it means going against the norms of society. And it looks like BTS has a lot of dope tracks that address just that. Buckle up, the revolution is on. Ooh, hey, yeah, I like that. Wow. I'll take it. Rebellion. See, that's what I always say. Like, rebellion, it doesn't have to be negative. It doesn't have to be a thing that's like, that you have to work on. It can be a very positive.
Yes. Wow, Jose. So in the end, you're the rebellion.
I'm a rebel and Roseanne is a classical artist. Okay.
Wow. Okay. That is totally not what I expected.
That's very enlightening. I did not know this.
Well, that's hilarious, Jose. I laughed because literally the GIF it shows is Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yeah, and mine is not today. So I guess they also, I guess in their way, they're kind of like connecting it to their music video. Like what music video would like...
The genre, the concept.
Yes, there you go. Mm. I was having a hard time. Thank you for helping. I could not talk, but you got me.
That's hilarious. You know, there's so many quizzes out there. But if you guys have like any quiz recommendations, feel free to like let us know.
Yeah, any like fun, like funny ones or like hard ones, you know, that like guys would want to take. Or want us to take.
You know, I wouldn't mind doing those like really hard quizzes that really tests our knowledge. Because, you know, we've been armies for so many years now. But there are like, you know, under the pressure, sometimes your brain doesn't function. I want to see how good we are like at that moment getting answers right.
Yeah.
That everyone could call us fake. Just kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. That'd be fun. So that was it for this episode, you guys. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram at InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, guys, we hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week, everyone. Bye. Bye, everyone. Bye, Roseanne.
Bye, Jose. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoon Lee, Young Ho Suk, Park Jimin.